11:16 SEN Melbourne's home of Sport AFLW Draft Day, and plenty of excitement for young women all around the country that will get the opportunity now to play AFL at the highest level. One of them is a name familiar with us at 11:16 SEN. We spoke to her earlier in the season, Madison Prasparkas, who's gone to the Carlton Football Club at pick three. Madison, congratulations first of all, and thanks for joining us.
Sorry, thank you for having me. And yeah, obviously it's been a big day and very exciting, and dream come true, and now I'm just so excited to start.
Now, it's obviously an early pick, and you would have spoken, I imagine, to a lot of clubs. Can you take us through the interaction with Carlton before the draft and whether you thought it was likely that this was where you were going to end up?
Obviously before the draft I didn't really have any idea, because I was speaking to a few different clubs, and you have those conversations with other people, and they seem interested, and so did Carlton at the time. So I was sort of all up in the air, and then, once Carlton wrote out my name, I was so relieved, and I couldn't be any happier.
Was the chat with Daniel Harford or a couple of other representatives from the club, or was it sort of half specifically?
It was with Daniel Harford and Nicole Graves.
Very good. And what sort of insight? I mean, I'm always curious as to what coaches say in those situations, because they can't give too much away. They can't obviously say, yes, we're definitely interested, no, we're definitely not. When they walk away from that, what do they sort of say? Is it, we'll be in touch? Or did you get some hint from Daniel Harford that that Carlton were definitely interested?
I knew that he was interested from the start. And, he did say that he obviously was, but it was more just what he sees in me, in my values, and me as a footballer, and they sort of just gave me an insight to what the club's about, and just let me know what they provide and what they can do to help me. So it was more just the insight to the club.
Now, you're a tough midfielder with obviously a strong background in the game, called as historic TAC Cup Girls Premiership last season. You were the captain of the Cannons. You led Vic Metro during the Under-18 National Championship. So we're thinking, obviously hard-nosed midfielder with leadership. How would you describe yourself, I guess, for the Carlton fans listening as to what you think they'll get?
I think Carlton fans get a very tough role for me. I pride myself on my work rate, and I think that I work well both ends, going forward and back, and I think that my skills set me apart from a lot of other players, and at times when I need to use the opposite side of my body, I can provide that, and I can always feed the ball to the outside runners, so I think Carlton fans will like me at their club.
What sort of, or who have been the biggest influences on you? Obviously, Alicia Eva coaching you at the Calder Cannons, I understand she recommended you try out for Vic Metro, who you ended up captaining. Who have been, I guess the biggest influences you feel in developing your football to this level where you'll now play AFL?
Yeah, well, obviously I've had a lot of different influences coming through different pathways. I've had a lot of different coaches, all my family, but probably most of all my mum and dad, of course. They've been the biggest influence on me, and to see all my family there today and some of the people I took there today, I think topped it off, and just the look on their face just said it all, and I know they're so proud of me, but obviously them especially are my biggest influence, but also every other person that supported me throughout the journey has been an influence in some way.
Now, one of the most important aspects of midfielders is the ability to go forward and hit the scoreboard. You've been noted for your ability to do that. How important has that been to you to be able to be an offensive weapon, not just somebody that can get the ball? Because there is a very, very precious commodity in football, having midfielders that can also contribute on the scoreboard.
Yeah, I mean, I love to push forward and kick goals when I can. So when I get that opportunity, do take it with both hands. But, yeah, I've always been that sort of player that can get the ball and push it forward, but as well as pushing forward, I've always been able to sink a goal or two. So, hopefully I can do that a few times this next season.
So you've had a fair bit of experience. How helpful do you feel that will be? You've obviously played with a lot of your friends that have gone on to be recruited into the AFLW, Conti at the Western Bulldogs, and various others as well. So your experience, Melbourne Uni, Calder, Metro, etc., I imagine has left you sort of really well placed for the transition?
Yeah, I think having the VFL experience this year obviously helped me a lot. And I think it has set me up really well to where I'm going, playing into either former AFLW players or just VFL players in general is a challenge itself, and having to play against bigger bodies in a fast-paced game, I think, helped me, and it showed me in what I had to improve on and things like that. And it's obviously a different game to youth girls, and you feel the hits a lot more, so being able to get that experience, I think, started me in the right direction.
Speaking with Madison Prasparkas, pick 3 in the AFLW draft to the Carlton Football Club. A couple before we let you go. The opening night of the AFLW 2 years ago was in front of, I think, more than 20,000 people at Princess Park, or Visi Park, I think, as it's now known. What would you say would be the biggest crowd you've sort of played in front of, and what sort of an eye-opener might that be if you roll out in a game against Collingwood like that one was a couple of years ago in front of a full house?
Oh, I wouldn't say I've played in a full house that big before, so to play round one against Collingwood in front of 25,000 people would be obviously an overwhelming experience. Probably the biggest crowd I've played in. Wouldn't get over 2,000, I wouldn't think. So playing in front of a crowd that big would be very exciting, and do a lot of nerves.
Do you sort of pinch yourself at the timing a little bit because, reading a lot about your background, you played at Romsey with the boys, obviously, until you were too old to do that. But at that point in time, these pathways didn't exist. We didn't envisage that there'd be an AFLW. We didn't know what was going to happen. But I guess that's all sort of opened up. And I imagine you would have gone from a point where you thought, well, sooner or later, I'm not going to be able to play this game at the highest level like my friends are trying to do, but all of a sudden you can, which is, I guess, a wonderful thing for women who love football.
Yeah, well, obviously finishing at Romsey was probably the hardest thing in my life, and I didn't think that I'd get the opportunity to strive for AFL just like some of the boys were, and that sort of put me down a little bit. And then once that AFLW got called in to come in a couple of years ago, obviously that's when my work started kicking off even harder, and then I could start having the same dreams as some of the boys were having, and that's probably when my footy turned around a lot, and I knew that I could achieve my dreams if I really wanted to.
And as we let you go, you're an Essendon supporter. Do those posters come down off the wall straight away, and it's all navy blue now? How hard's that going to be to, as we always ask any prospective draftee, to maybe let go of that old love?
Oh, I think I'm still Essendon heart, but obviously I still follow them. But I'm definitely excited to be a part of the Blues, and I'm sure there will be a few navy blue things around the house now.
And of course, that's totally fine because there is no Essendon in the AFLW at present. So can have the best of both worlds. Madison, thank you very much. Congratulations once again. Good luck. We look forward to seeing you in round one with that blockbuster, and you are certainly going to impress, I'm sure.
Thank you.
Madison Prasparkas joining us there. We'll get to a break. 11:16 SEN Melbourne Time of Sport with Darren Park, and this is The Sporting Capital.